from the New Testament this morning, from the book of Matthew. Three brief passages about little children. Let's ask God's blessing upon our reading and hearing of His Word. Our Father, we thank You that we may celebrate the birth of Your Son. And now, with words taken from Matthew, be reminded about how important little children were to Jesus too. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Three passages, Matthew 19, 13 to 17, then Matthew 18, 1 to 6, and Matthew 11, 25 to 28. Matthew 19, verse 13. Then people brought little children to Jesus for Him to place His hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to Me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." And when He had placed His hands on them, He went from there. Matthew 18, 1 through 6. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to Him and placed the child among them. And He said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes such child in My name welcomes Me." And then Matthew chapter 11, verse 25 to 28. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise You, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because You have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what You were pleased to do. All these things have been committed to Me by My Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him. Come to Me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For My yoke is easy, and My burden is light." This is the word of the Lord. In the second passage that I read from Matthew 18, the Lord places a child in the middle. And in a figurative sense, we're doing the same thing today at Christmas. We place the children in the middle because we celebrate today that the Lord Jesus was also a child. a small child, a baby. He's big now, of course, but just like all big people have been children, even grandpas and grandmas too, so also the Lord Jesus. And the beauty of it is that Jesus never forgot that fact. Many important people have that. They never think twice about the fact that they too were children once. But not the Lord Jesus. He didn't forget about the time when he was a little child. Well, how do we know that? Well, I think it's quite easy. He cared for the children. He liked to have them around. We read that as well. Let the little children come unto me. When someone says something like that, then you can be sure that she's not forgotten that she was a little child too. And so it is with our Savior. Even now, he's up in heaven, there with his Father, but he still thinks of how he once was a little one in Bethlehem. And therefore also in that high place beyond here, he cares about us and wants to be with us. Why is that? What did the Lord Jesus see in children? For he says, the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. And we also heard him thank the Father who hid all the beauty of that kingdom from the wise and learned, but revealed it to little children. Yes, Father, said the Lord Jesus, for this is what you enjoyed, what you were pleased to do. And so we notice that it's the same with Jesus' Father, that he too loves children. But again, why exactly? Did the Lord Jesus not know that we as children can sometimes be kind of naughty and even mean? And that can start pretty early on already? And that is why we have to learn early on to ask the Lord to forgive us for the things that we do wrong? Doesn't Jesus know about that? Of course he does. And when he died on the cross for our sins, he also died for the sins of our children. But the Lord Jesus also knows something else about these little ones. A baby is innocent, completely dependent. A child is trusting. Mom, take my hand. A child believes without complication. The child's not had time enough to allow the preconceived notions of our world to color their attitude. A child loves receiving love. A child loves being loved, and they're filled with joy and happiness, forgetting themselves in lighthearted abandon, bouncing on Uncle's stomach, just having a good time. A child is content with little things, but also awed with majestic splendor. And a child takes to heart God's word in all its simplicity. think of God and his children as one would think of a child and his parents. Disciples, if you could come. Children, Rue Collins, and so many more among us, children filled with innocence, they come to their loving father and mother. They trust them completely to take care of them. They trust them to take care of them completely, to provide for them, to correct them when they're wrong, and to love and cherish them. Jesus is telling us that we need to have this type of trust and faith in the Father. After all, we are his children. And as for thinking less of yourself, did you ever consider what's going on when Jesus placed a child in the midst of those disciples? Have you ever thought about that? The disciples asked Jesus, "Who's the greatest in the kingdom?" But it's as though Jesus hadn't even heard the question. And he stood up, and he saw some children, and he went over to one, a little Jewish girl like Lizzie, and said, "Lizzie, would you come with me? You ask your mom if it's okay. Will you take my hand? I would like you to do something for me. I would like you to stand with me in the middle of all those big people. Okay? I just want you to look at them and, oh, they're quiet already. Well, thank you very much, because you trusted me and you took my hand and you showed all these big people. Thank you." Yeah, that was a little scary. Was it a little scary?
No.
No? Lizzie's our granddaughter. But that's sort of how it was. I'm sure that little child thought it was a little scary. All those people looking down at her. But she wasn't afraid, because the Lord Jesus was there too. She might have been a bit shy, wondering exactly what she had to say or do. She found standing in the middle of all those big people kind of weird. But she trusted Jesus. And when she was gone, Jesus said to the disciples, "Did you see that? I hope you never forget the look on her face. A little bashful and yet bold, a bit shy, but brave." "And that's one reason why I like children so much," said Jesus. "Thinking so little of themselves and putting such great trust in me and in God. I hope to see you be that way too," he said. You see, talking to the disciples, "You disciples are always so full of yourself." It's not true of a little child. A child can so easily be infatuated with others, even with big people. And they forget about themselves. And that's what's so fascinating, so many other things too, but what's so fascinating about children. And that's why I like them to be with me, said Jesus. Let me add my own something to that, something that strikes me so in children. They also believe so unconditionally what we read in the Bible. Certainly when their parents and their teachers read those stories from the Bible with them, and singing good songs helps too. But they believe so unconditionally in what the Bible tells us. Whereas we adults sometimes say, how can that be? I just don't get it. But a child usually doesn't have any problem with that. They trust and obey. Sort of like Abraham way back when. Abram wasn't a child. He was a lot older than 69. But a child acts like he did in so many ways. Abram had just been told by the Lord, go sacrifice your son, Isaac. Now, years earlier, of course, God had promised Abram that he would be the father of many nations. And now this, to sacrifice my only son? How's that supposed to happen? And then the Bible tells us in Hebrews, Abram thought to himself that God is so powerful enough to raise the sacrificed Isaac from the dead again. And off Abram went. And Isaac followed. Exactly. Childlike faith. A child who loves the Lord does exactly like Abraham did, and also thinks great things of God. He expects the impossible from him. And with that, God's children honor God. With an unconditional faith in all that the Lord has spoken, we want to honor God as a child honors his parents. No matter how grown up or big we have become, we want to honor God as his children. The Lord Jesus was once a small child too, and he honored his father. Love, trust, and obedience. If it be your will. And I think that's what we celebrate at Christmas. That Jesus came, as Hebrews put it, chapter 2, since God's children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human, a baby, a child, an adult, in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. And then just one final note. In Matthew, a child is a symbol of humility. But then we have to read verse 4 too, Matthew 18, verse 4. A child for Matthew is a symbol of humility, not because a child is humble, many of them are not, but because in that time and place, in that society, children had no status. As Jesus explains, Matthew 18, verse 4, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child, and I think we can say, or anyone else in a lowly position, you welcome him in my name. In my name, you welcome me. Yes, humility is important. As Paul writes in Colossians 3:12, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another as the Lord has forgiven you. But we shouldn't forget either that as compassionate, kind, humble, patient children, we are called to be his servants too. Our prayer is that the Holy Spirit equip us also in the new year for that humble task. Jesus' birthday, once in David's royal city. We sing together.